This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Great. Well, thanks. Thanks for the hardball to start with, fastball to start with. Jeez, we didn't waste much time. So it's when we were going through the process, Maryland's made the commitment to make the full investment of the $20.5 million or so, depending on what the judge determines, but into their programs, right? And then we have to figure out how we're going to complement that so we can continue to recruit at the highest level. And I think it's a little early to say, hey, I've got this vision. I've got to get in and spend some time with the coaches and with the administrators in the university to say, hey, how do we want to raise the funds that are necessary to compete at the absolute highest level? So I think in the short answer, there's a good plan in place for the short term, and I'm looking to kind of amplify that plan as soon as I get going.
That is James Smith. He is the Barry P. Gossett Director of Athletics at the University of Maryland. He was previously with the Atlanta Braves, where he served as the Senior Vice President of Business Strategy. He's also been at Ohio State. He's mm-hmm. worked for the Columbus Crew. He's worked for the Falcons, where he helped build the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. This guy knows how to raise money.
I love it. Very impressive resume. Fairly diverse, exhaustive in the pro sports field, which, let's face it, college sports is pro sports. The fact that he's been at a place like Ohio State as well, I like. MLS, got a lot of those front offices have to be a little engine that could. So he's seen it from big budget. He's seen it from small budget, different parts of the country. Seems really excited about being here. Just watching some of that this morning, very different energy than Damon Evans.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Much more, I think, outwardly passionate go-getter.
Authentic.
And this is a really, really, really important hire by the University of Maryland, considering the current landscape of college athletics. And guys, even with how things went down with Kevin Willard, but going to the original point of him bringing it up, the lack of resources and things, like, that needs to be addressed. They need to be all in if they want to get that basketball program to where they want it to be.
By the way, breaking news, Oriole game has been postponed tonight in Boston. Right now, there is a split doubleheader scheduled for tomorrow, 1:35 and 7:10, though there is weather in the Boston area all weekend, so wish them luck in getting both those games in tomorrow, but no Orioles baseball tonight. So that means Fresh Take at 6, is that correct?
Yeah,
Fresh Take coming up at 6 o'clock. More from James Smith. Why is he a good fit for the job?
So it's an interesting time in college athletics, right? I think if you were to say 4 years ago, this job is different and I'm not the candidate. I think it's just evolved to the point today where it requires someone who understands how a campus operates and can bring in different experience on how to generate additional revenue that has been in a lot of different areas. So when I was presented the job description, it was very interesting. And so it made me start thinking about what is the University of Maryland trying to accomplish that everybody else isn't. And so I entered the process and I learned very quickly that part of the future of this university and its future success is the gentleman sitting next to me, because you can't have success in athletics without someone who truly believes in athletics. And that's what made it very interesting. So going through the process, I did not know Dr. Pines, but I got to know him, and I feel very confident that we can accomplish big things together here at the University of Maryland.
So I don't know. We've had our... I don't know if issues is the right word, but some of Daryl Pines' messaging, the Kermit the Frog thing, was not his finest hour. But I feel like he's looking in the right place. Jason, you outlined it with the last cut. This is where college athletics is going. And this is a guy that, frankly, knows what he's doing as far as fundraising.
Well, and it's very outside of the Maryland cocoon,
yes,
which is exactly what we think needed to happen and what people like Scott Van Pelt think needed to happen. And I'm not a big proponent of search firms, but I get the sense that that search firm had a lot to do with this. And maybe this is one of the rare ones that work. I was worried about promotion from within or reshuffling from within, or maybe even bringing in a new person, but foisting this assistant and that assistant on them. There's none of that. It really feels like a reboot, a restart, and a re-energized at that reboot and restart. From the way Buzz has comported himself very early to this, I'm excited. Like Damon Evans was not dynamic. Damon Evans was not a outside the box thinker. Damon Evans was not did not have a galvanizing personality. Like he was not magnetic.
No, no. And it was very clear he did not see eye to eye with Kevin Willard.
And now they're both gone, and that's good. Yeah, like honestly, I'll say it. Pox on both their houses.
Yeah.
Because what they did to those kids in real time over the course of late February into mid-March was failure.
Which was supposed to be a great moment for everybody, and instead that overshadowed it.
They had one of the coolest moments of the tournament with Derek Queen's buzzer beater in the second round, and it was completely overshadowed.
So I mentioned James Smith, the new AD, came from the Braves. What did he learn from working with the Braves?
So the Braves are a championship organization. Winning a World Series, things have to go right. Everything has to be in place. Everything has to be thought about for the moment that you're ready to win that championship. And that's an organization that's ready to win championships. So I learned a lot from being in there. And then I learned a lot about how to make a championship organization better. And being a senior leader there and figuring out how we can continue to improve. Won the World Series in 21, an incredible experience, but so consistently competitive over time. And I think that's what we all aspire to in working in sports, is to be consistently competitive.
Senior Vice President of Business Strategy, and of course with Atlanta, they moved to that new stadium and all that stuff going on. I'm sure he was involved with some of that, because obviously they got that whole, remember, John Angelos wanted to try to emulate that. What's it called?
The Boundary?
Yeah. So that, like, they're making a killing down there in the suburbs of Atlanta.
Yeah, they are. I was just reading some articles about how much rent has increased in the, I guess some of the original leases are up, and some of the buildings that they, you know, mixed use, live work play as they call it. So, their revenues are up, because I guess like they're owned by Liberty Media, which is publicly held, so you can get into their books the way you like with the Packers.
Sure.
The only portal you have into anybody's NFL books is through the Packers, because they don't have one individual owner. So the Braves are technically publicly held through Liberty Media Holdings. And people looked into the, you know, I guess every May you release your annual report, and their revenues are way up. Non-baseball revenues are way up.
This is from Maryland's release on James Smith. In his 5-year tenure with the Braves, he has led a team focused on implementing innovative business, brand, marketing, communication strategies to drive revenue, engagement, and membership growth. Smith's visionary leadership and strategy team assisted the organization in rapid growth, resulting in significant increases in annual ticket sales, concessions, and retail. He is the Braves' point person for the 2025 All-Star Game at Truist Park.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Getting stuff
he's
done.
He's got my vote.
Yeah.
He's got a really good resume. And I also thought in the earlier cut, really interesting him saying, hey, 5 years ago, this wouldn't have been a position I'd be interested in. And it's just how much things have changed in college athletics.
More from Jim Smith. What does he expect from Michael Oxley in the football program?
So Coach Locks and I have talked a lot about, you know, where we are as a program. I think he feels really good with the recruits that we brought in. But also, you know, part of it is it's on our responsibility to make sure he's got the funding that's necessary to compete at the level with the other Big Ten programs. So I'm optimistic about the season that's coming up. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to seeing how we can bring more to the table to make sure Maryland football can be successful here.
I am curious to see how football can compete with, if they can compete, because I'm pessimistic if they can compete with the powers of the Big Ten. But if they can get things moving fundraising-wise, hey, maybe one day we can get some improvements at the very least of that stadium, which might arguably be the worst in the Big Ten.
Well, I think that this new regime will be looking at it very different than Damon Evans. This regime will look at it like, if we turn the basketball team into the absolute revenue monster it could be, where the Wednesday nights against Liberty are a hot ticket and more people are watching streaming and whatever, like we got longer lines for kids waiting to get into the building, all that, like if we can turn that into all it can be, then that's going to give us more gravy that we can push over into the football thing. Not about starting them off as close to equal financially as possible, but if one can become this monster, then that's going to rise the tide for everybody.
Reminder, Orioles rained out tonight. They will play a split doubleheader tomorrow in Boston, a 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock game, but no Orioles baseball tonight. That means we go till 6, fresh take with Beltway Ben and Cordell Woodland at 6. Coming up next, it's another edition of What the Hell Are the Steelers Doing at Quarterback, as ownership spoke. Northern Exposure next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.